And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, entitled Favorable Offerings. Favorable offerings. Plus, the folly of human praise. Please clap for me. And then looking for full hearts as opposed to half hearts. And closing it out with prioritize priorities.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Hang on, folks, you need to. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Let's take that one back. We're not doing any of those. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no. So much more. Hey, we are asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-KPRAISE. Any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. I don't like professional radio because I'm not a professional and I'm not a radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. But stand by for SRN News.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump and the nation's governors met today with the CEOs of healthcare organizations to discuss repealing and replacing Obamacare. Kaiser Permanente CEO Bernard Tyson says the president assured the executives that he's committed to a smooth transition to the new health system.
We talked about how we can make that happen, and I look forward to learning more, to participating and being at the table to help to solve to one of the pressing problems, making high-quality, affordable care accessible to everyone.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says it's not surprising that Americans are apprehensive about what would replace the current system.
Many people are scared because of what's happening with Obamacare. They need our compassion now more than ever to recognize that we hear their concerns and that we're going to fix the problems.
President Trump has proposed a $54 billion increase in defense spending, along with corresponding cuts to foreign aid and domestic programs. White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney says the blueprint reflects the things President Trump promised the nation during the campaign.
It prioritized rebuilding the military, including restoring our nuclear capabilities, protecting the nation and securing the border, enforcing the laws currently on the books, taking care of vets, and increasing school choice. And it does all of that without adding to the currently projected FY 2018 deficit.
Japanese auto parts maker Takata has been slapped with a $1 billion fine and has pleaded guilty to fraud for concealing a deadly defect in millions of its airbags. The bag's inflators can explode with too much force, hurling shrapnel into drivers and passengers. Takata hid the threat. The inflators are blamed for at least 16 deaths worldwide, 11 of them in the U.S., and more than 180 injuries. On Wall Street, the Dow by 16 points to a record 20,834. The Nasdaq rose 17. The S&P advanced 2. This is SRN News.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Psalm 133, behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. For there the Lord commands the blessing, life forevermore. March 1st through April 9th is the 40 Days of Hope. It's about one body united in the region across denominational lines. First, asking God to transform us, then to empower us to bring light and truth to the region. It's about prayer, fasting, worship, and outreach together for 40 days to Palm Sunday, bringing transformation to the land and seeing souls reached for our Lord. Visit 40daysofhope.net, sign up for the prayer prompts, and visit us on Facebook. We believe that God changes nations through a united church and answers the prayers of His people. Join the fast or pray with us March 1st through April 9th. Pray with others. Put your prayer meeting on our community calendar so others can join you, and let's reach our region together. Visit 40daysofhope.net. That's 40daysofhope.net. Won't you please join us?
Looking for uncommon talent? Meet the grads of life. They're not the typical candidates you're used to, but they're exactly who your company needs. An ideal fit for entry-level positions, internships, and even mentorships. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. For those that are interested, you are more than welcome to send me an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt, so that might help you stay current. We've got a lot of things going on. We got our interview tomorrow with Reuven Doran from Genesis Tours. It's going to be a fantastic interview. Every time Reuven and I have the opportunity to get together, two Jewish brothers who believe in Jesus get to talk about Israel and corned beef sandwiches. Sorry, that is just talk about, you know, high-level entertainment in Christian radio. There it is, right there. I encourage you to go to hisappointment.com. That is a copy, a place where you can get a copy of the book that I wrote that has to do with really having an encounter with the Lord that maybe sidelined you for a little bit, but you still have that opportunity to push past the pain. That's what hisappointment.com is all about. We've got a couple of DDD, devotional diamonds of the day, that we want to get into. Right away, our first one's going to have to do with Genesis and Cain and Abel. What is our song? Do we have a song for this one? For favorable offerings. What do you got?
The Knights of Nick, we have brought you your shrubbery. May we go now?
It is a good shrubbery.
Is it?
The Knights of Nick, we have brought you your shrubbery. May we go now?
It is a good shrubbery.
Is it? Is it a good shrubbery? Is it a good shrubbery? I don't know. Genesis 4, for those that have never heard the show before, this is the norm. The abnorm is when I find a restaurant I really like and promote it. Genesis 4, 1 through 4 says this. Adam made love to his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, "With the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man." Later, she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruit of the soil as an offering to the Lord. And Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. And the Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. So many of you know, after some time, I'm in the middle of my master's of theological study right now, going through that process. And you always have this opportunity to work with professors. Now, I've been a Christian for 40 years and did everything. I did, planted churches and all these ministries, and then went the other direction. I'm getting education on the backside, which I don't know. That's what the Lord set up. So as we go through, we get a chance to discuss different portions and different elements, and we want to make sure that we have kind of a handle on some of the elements we teach, because we don't want to be creating any kind of teaching problems where people miss major points about connecting to God. There is nothing more important than people drawing closer to the Lord. Those that know the Lord to draw one step closer, and those that do not know the Lord to have the opportunity to get to know the Lord. Those are the keys by which we function, by which we exist. And one of the simplest stories is to understand right off the bat, right in the beginning of humanity, as God is engaging with people, this understanding of offering and the difference between Cain and Abel, and catching what a favorable offering is and what is not a favorable offering. First and foremost, let's understand what an offering is. An offering is not you going into your wallet during church and pulling out a $10 bill and going, there, I've done my part. We typically call that leftovers. That's not an offering. Giving God what you can spare should only remind you that if he treated you that way, you wouldn't be saved. So there's no other way to say it. Because God didn't give you some of what he had. He gave you his very heart, the very best of what he has, and what he had in laying down and having Jesus Christ lay down his life for our sins. So Cain and Abel, and at another time we'll talk about where the other people and the other women and the other families came into be, but right now we're talking about offerings. Cain and Abel brought offerings, and in Cain's description of the offering, it says, in the course of time, he brought some of the fruits of the soil. But when Abel brought the offering, he brought the fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The difference between these two offerings is simple. When Abel brought his offering to God, he brought the best he could bring. When Cain brought his offering to the Lord, it wasn't that it was the worst, but it was just some of. And it's not impressive to God for us to bring some. It's important for us to bring the best. Having been a pastor in several churches, I can tell you one thing. One of the things that churches will do in the beginning is, hey, if you got any, you know, equipment that's left over for the nursery and you can spare it, you know, that's a great thing. And some people will actually take the time and clean those toys, which they should, and kind of spiff them up and make them look as good as they can, and then bring them to the church and let the church be blessed in using them. Other people will use that as an opportunity to drop off junk they don't want. Which of those two offerings do you think the Lord accepts? Don't tell me, well, that doesn't matter because the church still needs it. All right, so what you're saying to me is it doesn't matter the attitude with which you give to God because really you just want to clear out a room and don't really care where the junk goes. See, that attitude, that's not the Christian attitude. That's not the Christ-following attitude that we are called to. We are called to give our very best to God continually. The Lord is not impressed with part-time. The Lord is not impressed with leftover. The Lord is not impressed with, well, that's, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Let me show you a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Ready? To the angel at the church in Laodicea, right? These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds. You are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. Jesus does not like wishy on commitment. Yeah, I'm wishy-washy. Yeah, I'm in here sometimes. I'm not in here other times. In fact, I think we're going to play a cut from a song in one of our next segments. It has to do with Keith Green's song that talks about the fact that Christianity is more than Sundays and Wednesday nights. This is not you go to church and you go once or twice a week, and boy, aren't they lucky. Brothers and sisters, this is about advancing the kingdom of God, being used as a vessel of the Most High God, being a part of the collective church, honoring the Lord God in everything that we say, do, think, feel, and operate in. And it's not always easy, and there's difficult elements that we go through. It's not always an easy process. But you're not going to get the right attitude by giving God parta. That's the part of Christian. What's that? That's like a part-time Christian. When it suits him, they're part of a Christian. It's like, no. He resides in your heart. Wait, get it. He's your savior. That's cool. People say that's like life insurance. Yeah, I get that. But he's also the Lord, which means master. Are you going to do that perfectly? No. But to not try? I can tell you one thing, and people may not appreciate this simple illustration, but my best friend in the whole universe is my wife. She's my best friend. She's my buddy. She's my lover. She's my everything, right? Well, guess what we determined in the early part of our lives together? And that is we were never going to stop winning one another, because as soon as we stopped winning one another, we would start taking one another for granted. We would stop doing the things that were necessary. And instead, we've made a decision to try and outdo one another in giving to one another so that we could be a blessing to one another. You know what's great about thinking like that? Your marriage doesn't get old because you're continually winning. You know what all those people say? Well, now that I've brought her in, I don't have to do all that stuff. That's exactly the opposite of what's true. You have to do all that stuff even more than you've ever done it before to continually show your faithfulness, your love, and your commitment. And if that's true in human relationship, how much truer is that in divine connection? You don't come before the Lord and say, yeah, I'm in. And for the next 30 years, I'll say, how you doing in my rearview mirror when I'm leaving church? That's not a Christian. I think everybody knows better than that. When we come back, I want to talk about that folly for pursuing human praise, because quickly, for too many Christians, divine praise gets replaced with human praise. We'll talk about that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. So I come to you, my friend. And I'm asking you again.
National and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Psalm 133 says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore." Hi, this is Sue Fries, owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Right now is the 40 Days of Hope in San Diego. This is about one body united in the region across denominational lines, first asking God to transform us, then to empower us to bring light and truth to the region. I encourage you to join in prayer, fasting, worship, and outreach together. Now through Palm Sunday to bring transformation to San Diego and reach souls for our Lord. Put your prayer meeting on the community calendar and reach out to your community with others. Go to 40daysofhope.net or visit the Facebook page to receive the daily prayer prompts. Yes, unification makes us strong. Unfortunately, termites know this too, so don't let them take up residence in your home. Ecola Termite and Pest Control offers powerful pest control as gentle as a butterfly.
What is love? There's probably a million different answers to that question. A romantic story might tell you something about love, a pop song, something completely different, or you could skip all those things and go to the Bible. God's Word has plenty to say about what love really is.
Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
And if you didn't know, the greatest love story of all is in the Bible. God loved us so much that he died on a cross to save us from our sins, even though we don't deserve it. So the next time you wonder, what is love? Remember this, love is Jesus Christ dying on a cross so you can live forever with God in heaven. Learn more about God's love at findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about Todd Starnes' new book and the bias of the New York Times.
Book selling is a big business, and so, you know, Todd's been out there on the road. He's been on the program here a couple of times talking about the book, and then he's been on a book tour across the country promoting the book and on radio programs, TV programs, generating interest, and people buy the books. And it's a big deal to be on the New York Times best-selling list. And when you have a book that reaches that high, and his book has been selling, all of the list are showing him as a top-selling book. And then for the New York Times just to arbitrarily say, oh, it didn't make our list, something very suspicious about that. And, I mean, I think it does show the bias that we continue to see from the New York Times and other very liberal publications.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Isn't it amazing that Jesus can use me? Because in his hands I'm changing to a servant of God. All I've got.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to, you can go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. The David Spoon Experience. If you want to send me a private note, you are welcome to. I appreciate every time people send notes or, you know, make posts. Not every Facebook post is the greatest post in the world. Have you noticed that? My daughter is fantastic. She is a photographer. She's not a super successful photographer, but she's a photographer, okay? And she, whenever she has a picture of Addie Bug, which is my Adeline Joy, you know, she puts it up there. And I've told her before, I've told you this in the past, and I'll tell you in the future, not every picture of Addie Bug is a flattering picture of Addie Bug. It's just the nicest way to say it. Can't, you know, not every picture can be the best. Not every sermon can be the best. Not every worship song can be the best. If it was, there'd be no best. I mean, but hopefully they're encouraging, right? That's it. All right. So we've been talking about our best for God. See how that worked in? I didn't even plan that. I should have planned it because that would have made sense, but I didn't. Anyhow, the understanding of Cain and Abel and the offering between Cain and Abel and the difference was one the best and one was not. And God looked favorably on that which was the best. And I don't think that would surprise or should surprise anybody at all. One of the problems that we have, and here's the one you don't want to say out loud because you got to be careful, because after all, you work for somebody if you're listening, unless you're an owner. One of the problems we have comes in this folly that we can get caught up in searching or seeking for human praise. There is power that people have, there is money, and there is fame. And these all kind of revolve around a sense of appreciation or human appreciation nonetheless. And we must be careful as Bible-believing, born-again Christians to watch what we think is important to strive for. You see, it's important for us as Christians to do our best, genuinely do our best, and bring it before the Lord. Nobody is saying that that best will get you saved, but to do less than your best is to give God less. And it's not exactly the best example of loving him. And so we have a saying, and when I was a younger Christian in the 70s, there was that cool little saying, do your best, pray that it's blessed, and let Jesus take care of the rest. I had that little thing on my car, best I can do. You know, right? Do your best. Pray that it's blessed. Let Jesus take care of the rest. And that's something that we say, want to do your best, do your best, do your best. But a lot of us will not really necessarily do our best for the Lord. And then sometimes we save our best either for ourselves or for others. John chapter 12, verses 41 through 43. Isaiah said this because he saw Jesus's glory and spoke about him. Yet at the same time, many, even among the leaders, believed in Jesus, but because of the Pharisees, they would not openly acknowledge their faith for fear that they would be put out of the synagogue, for they loved human praise more than praise from God. For they loved human praise more than praise from God. Now, why is that important? Because some of us will operate in less than an open Christian capacity because we don't want to rock the boat. We don't want to offend people. We don't want to say something that's wrong. We don't want to put ourselves in a bad light because we need to have the praise of the people around us. And we feel that the praise of people in many instances maybe has more value than the praise from God. You wouldn't say it that way, but sometimes we act that way. There was at Salem a movie that Salem, you know, got a buy from. All the stations got a buy from a particular movie. And then Salem gave me the information. I hadn't had a chance to see the movie. And so I went and I saw the movie, but afterwards, in other words, I promoted the movie. I had the one of the consultants on the movie who was in, he was either in Pakistan or he was somewhere really far away. So we had to coordinate this interview, get it put together. And so I had him on, seemed like a nice guy. Everything went fine. All the words that I heard were fine. And then somebody sent me an email saying, hey, Dave, you know, really appreciate the ministry, dot, 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 dot. Did you actually see the movie? And I thought, I haven't had a chance to see the movie. So I went to see the movie with my wife. And we both got up at the end of the movie and we looked at each other. And all I could think of was, oh, no. I can't believe it. I can't believe I did that. Because I was just trying to go along, make everything was fine and give my endorsement and do all this stuff. The next day I got on the air and I apologized. And I didn't apologize so that I would find favor from the audience. I apologized because I did wrong by promoting a movie that I shouldn't have promoted. It was just wrong. And I said, I'll tell you how bad this got. I said, you know, sometimes our company tries to, you know, function as, you know, as a spiritual leader, and sometimes you do a really good job, but sometimes there's some failings in there, and you got to acknowledge it. When that happens, you got to say, yeah, I didn't do that right, because that's how we're supposed to function. Well, I got called into a meeting not shortly thereafter. They were actually, didn't yell at me, but they said, you cannot throw spears at Caesar. That's what they said to me. That was the line. You know what my response was? I thought I was going to get fired, so I thought I might as well fire it out there. My response was, well, Caesar should act more like a religious leader than a governmental power. Because it's like, you got to be kidding me. We promoted this thing. And in promoting this thing, we told people to go see it, and people were offended by it. And whose fault was it? It was my fault. But the praise of men was so important. No. What if you got fired for that? Too bad. Get fired. There's got to be a principle. And you know if it's right or wrong, by the way. I went to the movie, went out of the movie and thought, yikes, that was wrong. And it's just wrong. You can't do that. Well, Dave, you got to get paid. You know, if I stand in faith in the Lord, I believe he'll cover me. If I get fired for repeating this story, I get fired. I was wrong. I shouldn't have done it. And then there was a big brouhaha and they said, okay, you don't have to do stuff like that anymore. Well, good. Thank you. But here's the thing about that I want you to get. We got to serve the Lord wholeheartedly. Ephesians 6:7 says, serve wholeheartedly as if you're serving the Lord and not people. You can love on people, but recognize that when you do what you do it as unto the Lord. Who do you do this for? The Lord. Who do you live for? The Lord. Who's your king? The Lord. people will always appreciate, you know, things that you do and so on and so forth. It might give you some praise. But nobody has a heaven to put you in. Nobody has anything to give you whereby you can understand that you will spend eternity with them. Only the Lord has that. We have to live for the Lord wholeheartedly, not as though we're serving people, but as though we're serving God. Every time you're wondering if you're doing the right thing, just think, well, Jesus is in the room. What would he say if I said this? What would he say if I did this? No, that's not easy, but that's what the calling is, because it's our best for God. And when we do less than the best for God, we're insulting. We can't afford to be living for the praise of people. Let me tell you something that's truthful about people. Let God be true, but every man a liar. That's what Romans chapter 3 says. How about this? God will never fail you. That's good enough right there. Let's do our best for him, not for ourselves or for others. That's the way we're supposed to walk. You're not going to do it perfect, but let's shoot for that. Do your best. Pray that it's blessed. Let Jesus take care of the rest. Because when we get back, I'm going to tell you a story about somebody that did the opposite, and you'll see what happened. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Every time you say you
love me. It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you an important message about KPRZ 1210 AM's official contest rules and regulations.
Wait a minute. We're interrupting their broadcast for rules on winning stuff?
Just read what's on the paper.
You must be at least 21 years young to enter, and if your original prize isn't available, we'll give you something of equal or greater value.
Sorry, one entry per household. You can only win once every 60 days.
And we're not responsible for any lost prizes that get lost in the mail if we send them out to you.
And prizes may not be substituted or redeemed for cash or made available for resale.
You got 60 days to claim your prize at our main studios. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You know the complete rules are available online 24/7 and free?
Wait, what?
Yeah, just visit KPRZ.com and click on the About Us tab.
Cue the fast-talking guy.
Employees of KPRZ and its affiliated advertising agencies, licensees, participating sponsors, promotional sponsors, and other radio stations in the San Diego metropolitan area and members of their immediate families are ineligible to participate and win.
I wanna dig a little. The Gaither Homecoming Tour is coming.
Some time to take tomorrow.
With unmistakable harmonies.
Now with me.
Plus, a new album and a new tour, the Better Together Tour. Gaither Homecoming with special guests Charlotte Ritchie, Gene McDonald, Kevin Williams, and more. 3 p.m. Sunday afternoon, April 9th at the Shadow Mountain Community Church in San Diego. Tickets available now at 855-484-1991, the Shadow Mountain Community Church, or at Gaither.com. Gaither Homecoming Better Together Tour, filled with classic songs and new favorites. A Gaither Homecoming you don't want to miss. Better Together. Produced by Fill the Gap Concerts.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Day after day, now I'm your
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. All righty then. Let's make sure we know what we're doing. We've been talking about understanding that we need to be giving our best for God, talking about favorable offerings. That's an important part of our best for God, giving our best, not what's left over, not just what we have in the wallet, not just the spare. Also understanding the folly of human praise, because in seeking human praise, we will never pursue our best for God ever when we make the pursuit human praise. You will never reach the best for God seeking the praise of men. It will never happen. Now, in this next segment, as we kind of wind this back down, I want to understand what the difference is in Christians who are supposed to be looking towards the Lord and operating in the Lord with their full hearts. Is this the one we have the sound for? Is this, do we have this sound for?
To obey is better than sacrifice. I want more than Sundays and Wednesday nights. 'Cause if you
What a classic, because that comes out of Keith Green, the music of Keith Green. So I just want you to understand where we're heading. I want to talk to you about Asa. We're going to be talking about Asa, and then we'll kind of wind it back down in Colossians. Let's follow this. This is out of 2 Chronicles 16. 2 Chronicles 16. If you want to try and follow along, you're welcome to. This is 2 Chronicles, after 1 Chronicles, for those that don't know. In the 36th year of Asa's reign, Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and fortified Ramah to prevent anyone from leaving or entering the territory of Asa, king of Judah. Asa took the silver and gold out of the treasuries of the Lord's temple and of his own palace and sent it to Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, who was ruling in Damascus. He said, "Let there be a treaty between me and you," he said, "as there was between my father and your father. See, I am sending you silver and gold. Now break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so he will withdraw from me." Ben-Hadad agreed with King Asa and sent the commanders of his force against the town of Israel. They conquered Ijon, Dan, Abel, Maim, and all the store cities of Naphtali. When Baasha heard this, he stopped building in Ramah and abandoned his work. The king Asa brought all the men of Judah, and they carried away from Ramah the stones and the timber Baasha had been using. With them, he built up Geba and Mizpah. And at that time, the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, "Because," now watch this, "because you relied on the king of Aram and not on the Lord your God, the army of the king of Aram has escaped from your hand. Were not the Cushites and the Libyans a mighty army with great number and chariots and horsemen? Yet when you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. You have done a foolish thing, and from now on, you will be at war." Ooh. Ouch. Asa had relied on the Lord prior. And you know what happened when he did that? God gave him deliverance. He didn't try and exhaust every single thing he had. He didn't go through every single motion. He didn't try and pull together his inventory and make sure that he can do all that he could. And then whatever was left over, he said, "Okay, help me now." He really committed to the Lord, and the Lord gave him great victory. In this case, he said, did the exact opposite. Took money out of the treasury of the Lord and paid Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, to fight on his side. And the Lord was like, "You know, the first time you trusted me and I got you through this completely. And now, because you have decided not to trust me and do this in your own strength and wisdom, you're never going to be free from the war. You're never going to be free from oppression because you created this. And in verse 9 of 2 Chronicles chapter 16, it says this, "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." What the Lord does is, he's in communicating to this, is he searches through the people of the earth and he looks for people whose hearts are fully committed. You know what God is not looking for? Half hearts. The Lord is looking for full heartedness in our faith and in our belief. He's not looking for you to be a partial Christian. He's not looking throughout the ends of the earth to strengthen you if you're a partial. You know, a part-time job is fantastic, and a full-time job is fantastic, but you can't equate those two to being a part-time Christian and a full-time Christian. You can't do it. You're not allowed. You are either a Christian or not. You are either all the way full or you are not. And if you are not, then you need to ask the Lord to help you be. Now, if you're a Christian, but you're struggling a lot, and you come to the Lord and go, "I want to be, but I'm just messing it up." That's fantastic. You get a brownie and a gold star. And you get a red, whatever, a red star, a red check. Because that's what the Lord wants. He wants people whose hearts are fully committed. Who recognize, "Oh, I done wrong, Lord. I'm not doing this right. I'm not thinking right. I'm not acting right. I'm not speaking right. I'm doing this with the wrong spirit. I'm forgetting you in half the stuff I do." But see, that's what the Lord wants. He wants people who are honest about it, who come to him. Because that means their heart is there. Maybe not all their actions, but their hearts are there. And he's looking for those people whose hearts are committed to him so he can strengthen them. He wants to strengthen you and I. And then we can't figure out why he doesn't give us the strength when we were giving him, you know, 30 minutes a day. "Well, Lord, you know, I'm busy." Okay. Well, then he has a right to say, "So am I." Right? I mean, he does have that, right? Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord and not for human masters." Whatever we do, we should do with all of our heart. We should bring out the best that we can before the Lord. We should be highly aware that human praise will never lead us to pleasing the Lord, ever. And we should look to do the things that we do in the Lord with every ounce we have, all of our heart. Not part of it. When we commit elsewhere, we lose that position in the Lord, the practical position of the Lord, of having the peace and the grace and the mercy that come from trust in him. I know this full well because of how many times I've failed to do it, not because of how many times I've successfully done it. I've done certain things in the kingdom successfully, but I've done much more unsuccessfully. I know the wrong because I've been down the path. It's like, "Well, that's wrong. I can't do that. I can't give God part of it. I can't look for the human praise. I can't do this with a partial heart." Those are the things that are killing me. And they're killing me because I'm robbing myself. And I know it. And there's some of you out there going, "Man, I just need to have my heart really fully committed." Amen. Because in our society, we teach that faith is okay as long as it's kept in its place. Well, in the mind of God, its place is at the forefront of our thoughts. I have failed, and I suspect some of you may not have done as well as you want. It doesn't take a big, long list. It just takes the honest moment to say to the Lord, "I need to do better than I'm doing. Help me to do better." Because you know what? If the Lord doesn't help you do it, it ain't going to matter anyway, right? But you got to be honest enough to say it. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we're going to come back and close out with Prioritize Priorities. I want to be.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie. Let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at ExcaliburRoofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn!
Golly, Uncle Bob. If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
Whitefields Ministry supports national pastors starting churches in villages that have no church, places that are difficult to start a church because of extreme poverty or persecution. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. We support these pastors because they already know the language and culture, making them efficient at starting churches in their country. Whitefields provides support so that the pastor can work full-time starting the church that transforms their whole community. They heal broken families, feed hungry children, restore hope, and give purpose to the lost. Many villages in the world are still without a local church.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hey, I'm Chris Brown, host of Chris Brown's True Stewardship, brought to you by Ramsey Solutions. This is a brand new radio show providing biblical answers for money and life. Well, imagine what life would be like if there were no car payments, student loans, or money fights. What if your finances could be worry-free? God has a lot to say about money. Tune in.
Evenings at 8 on KPRZ.
You've probably thought about taking a trip to Israel many times, but something always got in the way. Make 2017 the year you make your dream of visiting the Holy Land a reality. Experience Israel next fall with Genesis Tours and Pastor Sean Thornton of All Things New Radio. For over 9 exciting days, tour Israel like a local, experiencing the wonder of the Bible coming to life before your eyes. For a full cost and trip details and to register, visit ExperienceIsraelTour.com. That's ExperienceIsraelTour.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. We've been talking about, I think, passionately and without reservation, talking about giving our best for the Lord. And I don't think there should be no apology towards anybody at any time for all of us being challenged to do better in this particular realm. Like I said, when I was a younger man, I had this little silver plaque, put it on my car. I had a little Mazda pickup truck when I was doing my lawn stuff. And it said, do your best, pray that it's blessed, let Jesus take care of the rest. But the key in that is to, of course, still do your best. I mean, you got to give it the best you can to the Lord. The difference between Cain and Abel's offering was not that one was lamb and one was vegetable. I know there's some people that believe that, and that's cute, except there was no law yet established for that. What the reality is one gave the best of what they had, and the other one gave some. And that's the difference between giving God some and giving God the best. And so when we talk about that, it's real easy to get lost in that if we get caught up in really seeking human praise, because then there's no possible way to give God your best if you're seeking to get the praise from people. You cannot have that conflict, which is why Scripture talks about the difference, especially in James 4 and 5, the difference between serving the Lord and serving in the world and trying to please the world or please people. Doesn't work. Then you look at Ephesians 6 and 7 and Colossians 3, 23, and you understand that the Lord is looking for a full heart from all of us, a wholeheartedness, and in serving the Lord and not people. For it is first, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. And then it is love your neighbor as you love yourself. Difficult to love people with the love God has if you are not connected to God, is it not? Of course it is. And so as we close it down, I just want to prioritize our priorities. So there's a lot of important things that we do in life. Let's talk about what we think is a priority and what is not.
You better get your priorities straight.
Thank you. You got to get your priorities straight. Here's what you have for priorities, right? Let's talk about this. Tell me if I'm wrong on this. Okay, after you wake up, okay, let's talk about the number one priority after you wake up in the morning. Let's just start with the very first priority. The very first priority is breathing. You don't breathe, there is nothing else that is going to happen. Day is over. So I'm just saying, right? Is that not a pretty big priority? I would say. Now, this is after you got up, so we're going to try and stay away from sleep for a second. Okay, then the next priority for you is probably in some capacity, some nutrient, some food, something that will sustain you in some capacity, as well as clothing, and make sure that you have shelter. So these are all the things. Now, you haven't gotten to any things you think are important yet, because what we think of as important is, well, I got to get to work on time. Got to make sure the papers are done for school. Got to make sure I get the kids dressed and off to school on time. You see all those priorities? But you haven't talked about breathing, eating, clothing, or shelter. And all of those four are higher priorities, right? You better, in some capacity, know, be it through your eyes or your ears, you better have an idea of what the elements will be when you encounter them. For if you wake up and get dressed to take the kids to school like you're in California, but you live in Alaska, you've made an enormous mistake, haven't you? So your priorities, yet again, you need to know what the elements are. Don't you? So now you got five things that are priorities way before any of the other stuff of getting the kids to dress on. Now, if you have kids, feeding them then becomes, that is a priority. Making sure they're clothed. But all these basics, and most of you are still stuck on, no, I got to get to the on the road by 7:50, Dave, so I can get to work by 8:30. Yeah, but that's not a priority. And that's what Jesus was trying to teach us in priorities, that we were missing the priority. We're looking at all these other things. It's like, no. And then Jesus took it a step further, because I just explained to you, like, clothing and food, right? Jesus took those things and went in front of those things as priorities. You want to see what he said? He said, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. All those things is food and clothing, which we just listed as a priority, right? So we listed a priority, and they were food and clothing, more than getting to work on time. But Jesus went a step further than we just did and said, no, seeking the kingdom of God first, that's the most important thing. Before eating and before clothing. Like, oh, wait, oh. So we don't have a priority on our priorities. We got to get ourselves prioritized, because we are minimizing what is important and maximizing what is not. Or as Jesus said to the Pharisees, you strain at a gnat and you swallow a camel. Which means that you eat this big thing, and then you can't even eat that little. You know, it's like, what? Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you. That's the prioritize of the priorities. More important than food and clothing and shelter, according to Jesus. Now, I will say, he didn't take breathing out of that. Because that to me is like, if you're not breathing, okay. You're going to see that kingdom in a whole new and different way you never thought possible. My simple point is this. What you think might be a priority in the sense of going to work or getting the kids to soccer, to the soccer thing, or doing all this. Those are not the priorities. Those are post priorities or after priorities. Seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, that's right up there with eating and clothing. Wow. And shelter. Wow. Let's reset and prioritize our priorities. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break and then come back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk with you then.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.